This is the Skirted Roundtable. I'm Linda Merrill from Surroundings.
This is Megan Arquette with Beach Bungalow 8.
And Joni Webb with Cove to Texas.
And today on our Skirted Roundtable podcast, we are going to be talking about blog rankings and the various sources out there for sources and resources for ranking our blogs. And is it good or bad to even be paying attention to them? And what does that do to your focus on your blog?
So Joni, you, when was that, last week, you posted something about...
It's been about 2 weeks ago. I'll tell you the story quickly. Things That Inspire found this blog rankings, and she signed up for it and got all excited, and she called me and said... she didn't call me. She emailed me and said, join it, you know, and so I joined it, and it was really the two of us and some lingerie blog, because they don't have a design blog section, it's just lifestyle, so there's a couple porno type blogs in it, there were a few design bloggers in it that I really didn't know who it was, so it was actually us two for a while, and then Linda joined.
I joined quietly.
Yes, and so every day... You know, I raced up to number one, you know, and she was number four. I wrote a blog. So anyway, she said, I kept saying to her, and she kept saying to me, we need to get other people to do this. You know, we should write about it. So one day she emailed me Things That Inspire and said, okay, write about it. And I said, all right. So I wrote a blog and I entitled it, It's Lonely at the Top, because I knew that once other bloggers joined, I would not be number one anymore. So I wrote about it, and a lot of people joined, and it's interesting, you know.
Yeah. Let me give the address really quickly, just so if people who are listening, they can see it. It's blogrankings.com, plural, blogrankings.com.
Yeah, I had seen, because you have to put a little tag on your website that lists what rank you are, so I'd seen it on yours, Joni. So I quietly entered just to see what it was about, because I like looking at those things. But as soon as it became kind of like everybody piling on, I knew immediately I wouldn't, I was at like number five, and I knew immediately I wouldn't stay there. And then I just started getting a little too focused myself on where I was and decided I didn't want to do that. And so I quietly removed myself, and you know, I just didn't, it was more for myself. It was more just, I just didn't want to have to be thinking, how do I stack up? All the time.
Yeah, I don't like, I don't, that's why I didn't join it. To be honest, Joni, I didn't want to, it was more that I really don't like to blog from that perspective for myself. I'm, this is of no judgment to anyone else who wants to, I just don't do as well when I'm worried about where I am rank-wise. I mean, I tend to not look at my numbers very often, just because that's not why I'm doing it. And I'm afraid if I get going in that area and go to that place, then I'm going to get like performance anxiety or something.
And I think as bloggers, I think most of us have sort of experimented with the various, you know, there's lots of different services out there, like Technorati, which I think used to be very accurate and has more recently, and I've heard this from a lot of sources, become not very accurate in capturing, you know, your links in and your links out and all of that sort of, you know, your posts.
Well, how you stand against your peers.
Right, okay. Right. Yeah. But they base it on who links to you and then the value of those links.
And you know what I like about Technorati, what I've always used it for, like I've never actually paid attention to, I don't even know, what is it, the number that's next, your authority, I think it is on Technorati, right?
There's authority, yeah, there's two numbers, authority and ranking.
Yeah, so that I never paid attention to. I like it because my Google alert, which we can talk about too, does not work, no matter what I put in. Even if it's, yeah, I used to put in my name just to see if that would pull up anything, and it would pull up every Arquette that was being Googled about, which is a lot. And so I know something's up with my alert, so it's not working. But I like Technorati still because I can see if people, when people have mentioned me, like, so I can go over to their blog and let them know,
yeah,
you know, that I appreciate it.
See, I found with Technorati that one thing, and I know this to be true because they would all of a sudden, you know, they wouldn't be updating. My blog would go weeks without being updated, and I'd post to their troubleshooting. And there was an issue where if you had uploaded a post from like a Word document into your Blogger page, that the hidden, all those hidden things that Microsoft puts in Word would screw up the feeds. That's what they were reporting. And so I tried to stop putting in, you know, copy and paste from Microsoft Word documents.
Yeah.
Blog rankings. Why I like blog rankings. It zeroes out on, I believe it's Sunday or Saturday night. So everyone starts at zero. So you do have a way, you know, you can really, if you have something that's going to attract new people, it counts unique visitors. It's not clicks and double clicks and all that. So it's a unique visitors for the week. And it really gives you a true ranking against your peers. So if you are ambitious or competitive, it gives you that little extra edge. And I have found that I've kind of been posting a little bit more since I did join a month or two ago on blog rankings. I'm not a competitive person by nature. But it was kind of fun for me. I liked seeing where other people are and analyzing, well, wow, this one is really huge. Why? You know, why is this blog so huge? And analyzing, well, what is she doing that maybe I could learn from her and get, because naturally we all want readers. I mean, that's why we're doing it. So I like that aspect of it.
Well, I think that maybe we can take a step back and sort of talk about how these different vehicles for seeing where you stack up or who's reading. I think there's a lot of vehicles out there, and maybe we can sort of talk a little bit about them.
Sure.
Starting with the blog ranking, since you were just talking about that. That is a pure opt-in, so you're only going to be in that list if you've opted to be in that list, so it doesn't include a lot of blogs.
How do you look at the list? Like, where's the list when you go on it?
When you go to blog,
go to lifestyles.
Yeah, you go to lifestyles. So basically, the blogrankings.com is, you know, strictly opt-in. Only the people who've chosen to be list their blogs are listed, and it's strictly unique visitors to your site. It doesn't evaluate the quality of the visitor. It's just basic numbers,
and it zeroes out each week.
And it zeroes out each week. So you could have a 1 week where you have, you know, you did a post that attracted enormous attention and you shoot up to number one, and then you could have a week where you go on vacation and, you know, you don't do very much and you drop down. So then the kind of what I think most people think of as the gold standard, or I could be wrong, somebody will correct me if I am, of website rankings is the Google PageRank. And that is what, you know, lots of money is spent to search engine optimizers for improving Google PageRank, and that's so when someone goes to Google and does a search, your website or your blog comes up as high up, preferably on the first page, as possible. And the Google PageRank, to the best of my knowledge, which is not incredibly deep, is that it's based on the quality of the links coming into your site and the quality of the links you're sending out. So it's the reciprocal links and how popular are your, you know, how popular are the people who think you're cool. So it's basing it on, you know, my blog has this many links that are people linking to me, and those people have this many links. And so it's a quality of link. Do you have, you know, the New York Times linking to you? Do you have other big sources, or preferably bigger than you sources, linking to you? And that all of those things help, among a whole lot of other stuff. So that's sort of the Google PageRank, and you can actually see your Google PageRank if you have a Firefox browser and put on the...
Well, you can just go into Google, you can put it in Google PageRanks, and there are a lot of websites that will put it up for you.
So you can either do it that way, or you can have it in your Firefox browser toolbar, your PageRank. And that is based, I don't really know 100%, because the mystery of Google is that they change their algorithm frequently so that nobody can figure them out. And if you try to jerry-rig your website in certain ways, they will figure it out, they may figure it out and drop your PageRank. So sometimes people lose their PageRank because the people at Google have figured out that you're playing around with it, and they punish you, in effect.
The thing that I don't like so much about that is it's 1 to 10, and I mean, you put in huge, you know, you put your blog in and you might be 4 or 5, which is pretty good, but then you put in Huffington Post and what are they, like 8?
Yeah.
So like, who's 10? I mean, it's just, there's not enough.
That's what I don't. Yeah.
Google is 10.
I don't. You say gold standard, but I don't get. how meaningful that is.
Well, it's meaningful if you want people to find you in a Google search. You know, if you want people to find your website or blog or whatever, you know, your website, and you someone goes in and types in French design, for you, Joni, you would want to come your blog to come up on the top page. And your Google page rank will assist if you the higher your page rank, the closer you are to coming up as high up as possible. Now, that's a motivator for some people, and it's not a motivator for other people. You know,
see, and that's why I don't, that's why blog rankings doesn't do it for me, because what I feel like all that, the only people who are probably looking at this, I'm guessing, are other bloggers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's all about, let's see, it's kind of like the high school kids all gathering around.
By the way, I don't come up on French design on the front page, just for your notice.
Well, that, I mean, there's a lot of competition for that, and that's the whole point. I mean, Google is looking at every website in the world. So I think of the Google PageRank as being equivalent to earthquake numbers, where the difference between a 4 and a 4.1 is big. The difference between a 4 and a 5 is, you know, catastrophic. So I think that it's just this exponentially bigger and bigger difference the higher up you go. And the 10s are like Google and Yahoo, because everybody goes there and everybody links to them and... You know.
Have you guys ever gone on Alexa.com? Do you know what that is?
Yes. That's also Google, right, Alexa?
Oh, is it?
I want to say so, but I could be wrong.
Oh, I didn't know that. I've never been able to really figure it out. It's a little bit too spreadsheety for me, a little too businessy. So, but it's kind of fun to see. What's really fun to see are some established blogs. You can go back and see what they originally look like. And they have, some of them have different names, and they start out completely different.
What is that called?
Alexa, like the girl's name, Alexa.com.
My favorite, actually, my favorite is Google Analytics. I think that's nominal information site for your blog.
Yeah, and Google Analytics, you have to add code to your blog, just so people know.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But the information you get is a real eye-opener. I'll warn everybody. It's depressing.
I don't think it's as, you know, Joni, you always talk about how, you know, well, they're only on for 1 second. I really don't think that's accurate. I really don't. I think that they can't, you know, it's technology. I think it's fallible. And I don't know that it can read unless you change pages. It doesn't know. If you open up your blog and someone reads your post, they're not on your post for 1 second, Joni. People read your posts, and they're on there for 10 minutes.
No, it tells you, Linda, the percent of readers, how it's called, is a section called Blogger Loyalty. And one thing on there is, it tells you percentage-wise how many readers, how long they stayed on your blog, from 1 second to 10 seconds, to 60 seconds, to 1 minute, to 1 hour, and
I'm just saying, I'm not convinced that that's a real, that they can accurately calculate that.
So let me ask you guys this, though. What do you learn from this? Because I'm hearing you, and I want to hear more, like, why, what is it, does it make your blogging better?
Well, do you want to know if you have 10 readers or 10,000? If you don't...
Not at this point.
You know, then it doesn't matter to you.
Well, no, and I think you can also look at it that if you look at it by possibly by post, you might say, okay, this week I had a lot
that
of...
I can see. Now that,
you know,
that's
this,
what I'm
this post was interesting, that post was not. You know, I've done a lot of posts recently on X topic, and suddenly, you know, assuming those Google Analytic rates are accurate, and they can really say that X number of readers were on for more. If you see that number increase, that more and more people are staying longer, you know you're doing something right if you saw a decrease. So if you don't care about numbers, physical numbers of readers, you may care about loyalty of readers.
That I would like to know. I think that's interesting. Yeah. That, you know, I would really like to know. Am I wasting my time on things that really aren't that interesting to everyone else? So that I could see for sure.
And then, you know, in addition to the, you know, the things we've talked about are just, you know, your site statistics and paying attention to whether you use StatCounter or SiteMeter or any of the software that some of the blogging softwares come with their own. You can look at it on a daily basis, which I do, on who's looking, what links did they use, I've gotten ideas for blog posts based on search terms. You can see, you know, and they Googled you, where'd you come up? And, you know, what kind of search terms.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. That's a good one.
I really like that. And it gives me, it's given me ideas for blog, for posts. It also is another way of knowing who's linked to you, because you can see that someone, all of a sudden, if I'm getting a bunch of hits from someone's website, I know someone wrote something about me, or the Skirted Roundtable or whatever. And that's how we, you can, another way you can tell.
Yeah, I agree with you.
That's an interesting, to where is your traffic coming from? I'll have, someone will send me an email and they'll go, thank you, you know, for talking about my blog. My traffic really increased this week. You know, something like that. And you're like, whoa, okay.
Right.
You know, so I like that. But I'm just fixated on that blogger loyalty thing, because I don't know, one night Ben and I had a calculator out. We were sitting there trying to figure out exactly how many readers were staying on there longer, how many unique readers, because it only calculates loyalty, not in unique readers, but in, you know, clicks.
Right.
So then you have to, you know, do all these algebraic quote, you know, quotation, whatever it's called, to figure out, oh my God. And we were the two of us, and I said, forget it. Anyway, there's a lot of different stats on Google Analytics. If you don't have it, I would really, and you're interested, not like Megan, who doesn't care, but you are interested in who your readers are, where it's very, very detailed.
Well,
it's,
it does do things like demographics, like the age range, educational levels. And and I'm assuming that's based on other searches that that computer has done, which scares people because it makes them think, how much do we know? And the reality is, just so in case anyone's listening who's not a blogger, we don't know who you are. We get general ideas, maybe a geographic region, but that's not always accurate. But we don't know individual people. This has been the Skirted Roundtable with Megan Arquette from Beach Bungalow 8, Joni Webb from Cote de Texas, and I'm Linda Merrill from Surroundings. You can find us online at www.skirtedroundtable.blogspot.com, or you can download our podcast from iTunes. Search for The Skirted Roundtable. Thank you so much for joining us. We, as always, appreciate your comments and emails and suggestions, and we will see you next time.